if you go back to mid-1910, about the time of the First World War, transport did they have? A horse and cart, and some souls had bicycles. I heard tales of people going down to court their lady friends at Corder and going from Strathairn over the hill to Strathairn. A wonderful story that occurs to me, quite irrelevant. There was a young lad of 14 or 15 herding cattle on Knockandoo Farm on the other side of it, and he was desperately keen to get a penny whistle. So he took the cattle out in the morning, put them out on wherever they were grazing, and he set off from Knockandoo to walk into Inverness and buy a penny whistle, which he did. Got back in time to take the cattle in the afternoon. But I remember my Uncle Donald telling me that story about the penny whistle.